advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with me, Todd.
You say funny things.
You look way different without your glasses.
I do.
I look like a different person. Yeah, you look way different. Yeah, that is crazy.
I wouldn't even be friends with you, actually.
Yeah.
Come to me like that.
Okay, there we go. That's better. I was kind of scared.
Ooh. Yeah, get the fuck out of here. The other way. I have to leave. What's going on?
What's wrong with you?
I'm good. I'm an author. I'm good. That's what you look like without your glasses. With them? Hello, I concur. Well then. Yeah, your glasses do wonders for you. I'd fuck you now.
No.
I should get contacts.
I'd still punch you. Yeah, you need to get contacts.
They better be bright blue if you still want to fuck me.
And if you go to his house and the light just turned off in the backyard, don't go in the back.
Don't get in the pool.
Yeah, don't get in the pool.
No, if I do shaving a haircut 2 bits with the light, it's party time, man.
Shaving a haircut 2 bits.
Dave knows what's up.
I do.
Oh, God. I'm glad I don't.
It's the...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. That's the
shave and the haircut?
Yeah.
Shave and a haircut?
Yeah.
Two bits.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't know that at one point in time in my life, and I knew the knock, and someone said, oh, yeah, the shave and haircut thing. And I was like, shave and haircut? What the fuck are you doing?
Everyone knows the knock, I think. Well, at least you should anyway.
That's right. I knew shave and a haircut.
It's from a cartoon or something, or it's like an old song?
It was like an old Looney Tunes and stuff. Yeah.
Leghorn Fog Hat.
That's exactly right. Yep. Two of my two favorite bands.
Yeah.
Leghorn and Foghat.
Yeah, they have that Magic Dirty Carpet is their name of their song.
That's right.
Copper Man.
What's his name? Foghorn Leg? No, Foghat Leghorn? What's his name?
Getting there.
Fog Leg Hat Corn?
That's right. It's Fog Leg Hat Corn.
Okay. Yeah. Steel Dude.
Yeah, something like
Steel
that.
Steel Dude is their number one hit.
Steel Dude.
Not to be confused with Iron Man.
What is his name? Foghorn Leghorn.
Yes.
Oh, okay. There we go.
I don't know
where the hat came from.
You threw it.
Foghorn Leg Hat?
Yeah. I don't know.
Jesus, I don't know where that came from.
So how's your guys' week been?
What do I do? I don't know.
Hot.
Shipping stuff. Podcast stuff.
I broke
social
my
media stuff.
Toe last night washing my dogs.
Tell this story. How does this happen? You're okay. You're
Did
clean.
You steal it?
Well, when I clean my dogs, I'm fucking all in.
You're all next? You're,
oh, all the way in? like you're in their guts.
No.
Oh.
No. I'm like...
Right when they shake off, you kick them into the grass.
I'd like to tell like some like fanciful tale, but I was simply walking out of the bathroom to get another towel and I kicked the door.
That shit hurts.
You wash them inside?
That shit fucking hurts. Yeah.
That's crazy talk. Wash the dogs outside.
That's crazy talk.
Wait,
fucking 100
washing dogs?
Outside.
Yeah.
That's crazy talk.
I see we have a nice mix here. It's like Goldilocks.
Yeah, I was going to try to come up with some fanciful tale. I simply kicked the door as I was walking out of it to get a towel.
So what you're saying is you're clumsy.
And I like the reaction of people around me was like, oh, fuck. Like it was really loud. And their reaction was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
So you broke your toe, Rogan?
I did break my toe, Rogan. But then I was like, oh, no, it's fine. Like, I just kicked it. But then it turns out they were right.
A piece of furniture that is like constantly you fucking hit your toe on it.
Yep.
We have an IKEA bed and I fucking nail my shin on that thing. I don't know what it is. It's just the way the fucking thing hides the corner of where the wood's at, and it fucking gets you every time.
My house is full of soft corners.
Soft corners?
Mm-hmm.
Soft corn.
Yeah.
I like to.
Cream of corn everywhere.
There's nothing like hitting your shin on the hitch of a truck.
I almost fucking cried as a grown ass man.
Like that. That dude, shit fucking.
I was helping. I used to work at PetSmart when I was like fucking 17 years old, and I was carrying an 80-pound bag of horse feed like in front of me, so I couldn't see in front of me.
Yep.
And I came around from the cart to throw it in the back of a truck, and she had a big ass trailer hitch. I hit it, and it made the boom, like the yep. fucking metal noise off my fucking shin. And she looked at me like, "Oh my god."
She knew it hurt. She did it before.
And I was just like, I was like, "Oh yeah, I'm okay." And like a tear was fucking pulling up in my eye.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Like, I was like, oh my
God. At that moment, that's the moment it's okay for a grown man to cry.
I was
when you
bleeding.
Kick the shin.
I was bleeding.
Yeah, when you get your shit on a fucking hitch, you're
it was like that scene in Bloodsport where he kicks a little palm tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what
my shin looked like after.
You could have let go and she'd have been all right with it.
I said like this when I was done. I was like this, like this, like this. I kicked it one more time just for good measure so she knew that I was okay.
Were they Mexican in Bloodsport?
No.
Like this?
Yeah.
Like this?
I barely my shin's okay.
Barely right now it's okay. I just cut it open barely right now.
I don't know where they're Thailand or something. Where are they at? Where's Tom Poe? What's Tom Poe? Where are they at?
If they're doing Muay Thai, they're in Thailand.
They're probably in Thailand. Someplace swarthy, anyway.
Yeah. Swarthy?
Fuck yeah.
Tell me more. What's scurvy?
Well, look it up.
I will look it up. You guys keep talking.
I didn't know the scurvy was a thing.
Scurvy's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you looking up?
Swarthy.
Swarthy?
You need limes or you get
swarthy. Scurvy says it's a vitamin D deficiency. It's different than scurvy. Just slightly. Your eyes fall out. You have to get new ones from China. You go blind from swarthy.
Scurvy is almost like jaundice, but that's vitamin C deficiency.
Swarthy in a sentence.
That's why they call limeys, because they would put lime in their water.
So they're swarthy.
It says having dark skin. Is that how you intended it?
No.
Are you sure you used that?
Dave,
right?
You're looking pretty swarthy today.
Swarthy is someone who has a dark complexion.
Sexy and dark.
Time and time again, swarthy. Dark complexion.
There we go.
There's other meanings of swarthy.
I think you're jealous, Dave.
Yeah. You've carried that your whole life because you're orange and you wish you had a darker complexion.
I'm not swarthy.
No, you're not.
No.
What'd you find
out? The Mexicans actually want to be light-skinned. Like, they get mad if, like, their daughter's with a darker-skinned Mexican. They want them to be light-skinned because they don't want to have dark-skinned babies. Kind of weird. I didn't know that. That didn't come from me. That was from Mexicans I was with last week. I was like, really? That's weird.
I don't want to know the circumstances.
Yeah.
So I have a new discovery that El Yucateco elevated for me. I've been on a stir fry kick. Right. Like I'll make a big pot of brown rice, and then I just buy like mushrooms and zucchini and like snow peas or something.
You're mixing ethnicities with food.
I make it work.
I'm okay. There's no broccoli in my fajitas, but I'm on board with you still, man.
And you can do broccolis as well, but I do it super simple. Like I don't do like a whole big crazy thing. I like cut up enough mushrooms or enough what like I'll do two or three vegetables in like a small pan.
I'm about to quit this podcast.
Water chestnuts.
I do like water chestnuts.
So do I. People do not like that because the fucking texture, like the crunch.
Fucking love those.
They're like swollen corn nuts. They're horrible.
that's hominy.
Yeah.
Oh, is
it? Yeah.
The water chestnuts are the crispy ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're more swarthy.
I don't like
they're
those.
They're more swarthy. Swarthy? Than hominy.
Yeah. I don't like those either.
Anyway, I just throw it in a pan, like just enough for me, like stir fry it like for 2 minutes. Like it doesn't heat up the kitchen. It's super simple. Pour it on top of the rice, hit it with some like soy sauce.
That's
like
your measurement of time, is it doesn't heat up the kitchen.
That's right.
It's getting kind of hot.
2 minutes.
I think it's ready.
Doesn't
like
heat the kitchen.
Legit soy sauce, like not like crappy Kikkoman.
What?
What legit are you talking about? Sauce. That's more legit than
I have.
You can't pronounce it.
I have.
You can't pronounce it.
I have.
You're gonna
I have
say
it posted
like that?
On my Instagram.
Yeah, I guess if you can't pronounce it, it's fucking legit.
Anyway,
it's not even written in English.
No, it
you
is.
You just went by the color, and it had a symbol on there.
He just got it from the vegan store. That's all it was.
I got it from Albertsons.
I get the citrus one. What's it called? There's one that's soy sauce, but it's citrus.
Bullshit.
No. It's good. I'll find it. You go ahead.
Anyway, the moral of the story here.
Dave just said he didn't care already.
The moral of the story is when it's done, I hit it with the good soy sauce, and then I would normally
the good soy sauce.
Yeah, I would normally hit it with sriracha because I love sriracha on Chinese food.
Oh,
but this
breaking,
time, I mixed. No, I made hard. Black sriracha.
Okay.
I mixed 50-50 sriracha
Have you used that?
No, it looks like bullshit.
Whatever. Does it have to come in a fucking like rice paper package that I pull fucking like?
That's right. Master Splinter has to deliver it to me personally. But I mixed the sriracha 50-50 with El Yucateco black hot sauce and put it on my stir fry. And it's like a perfect like smoke.
Let's
like
say you did it 51-50 taco.
Yeah, okay, I do it 51-50.
Yeah, well, 51-49. Let's do our math right. Yeah.
So, but that was my recent discovery because I felt like a cheater for using sriracha.
As you should. You've said it like four times. We're gonna have to edit this out.
But I mixed it with
I mixed it
with the Yucateco, and it was a delicious affair.
I don't like limes.
I'm holding up. Is that limes? It's lemon.
I don't like
lemon. It's called ponzu. It's like soy sauce.
But I don't like lemon in my tea. I don't like lemon in my soy sauce. No. I like lemon pies, though. I can't mix foods.
Mine is simply called seasoning.
That looks like a restaurant supply by Maggie.
It's called seasoning. I posted it on Instagram quite a while ago because the bottle simply says seasoning.
Oh, that's Chinese.
And then
all right.
Under it says improves the taste. And then below that, it says on soup, sauces, salads, and vegetable dishes, a few dashes are sufficient.
Yeah. Dude, I love at the swap meet, just reading the safety descriptions on the back of the packages. It's always all super fucked up.
Have you guys been to Ooh Noodle yet?
No.
What the fuck is Ooh Noodle?
I don't know. It's a noodle spot.
Here's
it's called O-O-O-O Noodle.
What side of town is that?
Ooh, noodle. I don't know. I think there's a couple.
I mean, what is it like comparative to? Like, it's like
a noodle bar, like noodles.
I don't think I've ever been to any place like that at all.
Huh.
Like pho or something weird?
No.
No.
Pho.
Pho. What the fuck that?
Yeah.
Pho.
What the pho are you talking about?
I don't know.
Pho. I pity the pho.
Anyway.
Whiskey.
People hate us. Yeah. What is our whiskey? Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So,
I hate
Frankie
us.
And Rose brought us. They went to Scotland.
And, Scotland.
Yeah, they went to Scotland. And they told the people they were going to buy us some whiskey from Scotland. And they said, hey, I want something that we can only get here that they couldn't buy in the States.
Lied.
And he shows up the other day. I feel like a dick. He shows up with a brown paper bag. He's like, hey, I hope you don't have this. And he pulls out the Irishman, which Bruce Bankhead just fucking bought for us. I think that dude lives
and
in
it's good.
And he lives in Kentucky.
This is the point.
Some place starts with an A.
That you
that's all I know.
Are listening? Need to understand. The Irishman is good whiskey. I like it very much. So,
but they got swindled. They told them they could only get this here. They sold them like some shit from Scotland that's called the Irishman. And I was like, dude, we just fucking drank that 6 days ago. He's like, well, I bought a second bottle just in case. Have you had Green Spot? I was like, fuck, we have that too. But it was empty. So he went back and took his Irishman back, and he brought us Green Spot. So Frankie and Rose got us Green Spot.
Yeah, you should have left the Irishman.
We have a bottle of Irishman. You can have all you want.
I know, but we need two because it's good, and you'll end up drinking it all, and I won't get any.
I think you're fucking crazy, dude. Green Spot is so good.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good. It makes me think about Fig Newtons.
I haven't liked it.
I don't know why.
See, like apple taste, like spicy.
I haven't liked it. When did we get that? Like early
Adam
episodes.
Pedroza.
Early
like
episodes.
An oak finish.
Adam Pedroza early got episodes. Us the first bottle. Yeah.
It's delicious.
Yeah, don't like it.
And I literally left it on the desk until it was gone. That's what I drink every time until it was gone.
No,
it's delicious.
Good.
Thank you, Frankie and Rose. It's really good. Brad's an asshole, but you guys know that.
No. Brent's an asshole.
Oh.
Should have just took the gift and said, thank you very much. We've never seen this before. This is great.
Until he listens to the episode.
So what? At least you didn't lie to his face.
He thinks I didn't lie to his face. I actually told the truth.
I know. You're an asshole.
All right.
Plus, he lied to the microphone.
Yeah. He lied to the microphone.
At least I don't have AIDS, Brad.
I don't care.
Segway.
It's HIV. Segway. It's HIV positive anyway.
I'm not positive about AIDS. That. I'm definitely not positive about that.
So AIDS is our topic.
About HIV?
HIV. The HIV. So AIDS, HIV, we wanted to look into it as a topic. I think it's an interesting topic because I'm curious about prospects of a cure.
Brent, I'm going to do an intervention right now, Brent.
All right. So, for intervention, say it right.
No, it's for Dave.
Oh, okay.
So Brent texted me. He said, you came in and picked topics.
Uh-huh.
Said we're doing exorcism and AIDS.
Yes.
And Brent's upset because he wants to make the show fun again.
It's not that I'm upset. It's that I was like, I'm still worn out from Albert Fish, dude. That shit had, it took a toll on me. And I was like, it's just the studying thing. I was like, how could we do something that we don't have to study? But I think that we have created a show where we have to study for it.
Yeah.
Like we have to provide knowledge.
Wait, what?
It's not that we can show up and play Monopoly or like Uno or some shit. I just keep thinking like, is there some way that we can just
make a sit fun. Oh, dude, that Cards Against Humanity
get away
show?
With just like talking somehow.
Well, we could if we got a radio show. Yeah, like, then you can just talk about nothing like those idiots do.
That's right. What I'm saying. Is there somehow we get away with it? What are the guys going to talk about this week? And we just talk about what the
did
fuck
you see
ever.
The news this morning, guys.
Yes, exactly.
That was a good radio voice. Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah.
But I don't think we get away with that. I think we're going to have some level of informing people of something they didn't know.
Yeah, I agree with that, kind of. It's kind of easy, though.
Yeah,
I don't really
we're
know
sort
anything.
Of 200 episodes in. People can have an expectation.
Have an expectation of getting some.
Dang it, I think it would be great to just stop doing the show and see how many months Patreon keeps paying us.
It would probably last for a while, but that's fucked up.
That is fucked up. Yeah. So, I mean, the thing
can
that
we
I
take
enjoy-
a vacation? That's what I want to know. No. Will I get mad? Fuck.
The thing I enjoy about doing the show, though, is the A, I just enjoy learning, like, all this stuff, not that I fucking ever remember any of it.
That's what I say. I wish I retained
it. But I mean, I retain some of it. Like, I'll, you know,
I'm like, oh, like as soon as somebody starts talking about it, I'm like, oh, I know all about that. Exactly. And then I start talking, I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I don't remember. I don't fucking remember anything about that.
But I do appreciate that, like, sometimes people will reach out to us on social media and be like, I'm obsessed with this topic and I fucking, like, read all these books and done all this stuff. And you guys talked about this and this and this, and I never even knew those things. So
you didn't look very hard.
I think, because neither did we. And we brought up some shit you didn't know.
Yeah, I'm like, you want to know something about Abraham Lincoln? Chemtrails.
Yeah, that's right.
Nothing. Yeah. I don't remember that shit at all.
So, but I was curious in this topic, the topic of AIDS and HIV, because A, there's tons of conspiracy theories about it, like about where it originated from, etc. There's tons of technology. Like every other week, I see some new link to an article about someone else who's cured of it and some other thing. So I really wanted to look at the technology that's going into curing it. I really wanted to look at what the conspiracies are.
Because AIDS now, it's not even a big deal anymore. It's like, I don't know.
My favorite quote is, if you want to find a cure for AIDS, stop funding it. Because literally, it's just about like, from my research.
Pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, it's like powered by pharmaceuticals.
Same
like,
thing with cancer, all that shit.
Right.
Just stop funding it.
And they're fighting cancer. They're not trying to cure cancer.
It. Right, right. We'd rather string you out on chemo and do all that stuff. So, so in general, and just in case some people don't know the distinction, because I'm sure some people don't, the difference between HIV and AIDS. So HIV is the human immunodeficiency virus, according to most people, although some will argue it is not a virus. But so HIV is the immune affecting virus that you get. And then there's different stages of HIV as it advances in your body. And then once it becomes AIDS is when your immune system is completely compromised. And that's like stage 4. And that's when you're,
and that's where the gray area comes in, because there is no guarantee, like bona fide standardized way of testing for HIV. You can get tested for HIV in the United States and test positive, and then you can get tested in another area of the world and it come up negative, because there is no standardized classification. Like, no, that's the thing. This is the crazy thing, man. And I'll be the conspiracy guy on this episode probably for sure, because most of the research that I came across was debating as to whether or not HIV is actually the source of AIDS. Does HIV actually cause AIDS? And the problem is there's not actually, from what I could find, from what I see, the scholars, the guy that created the fucking test that's currently used for HIV even says there is no, he tried to write a paper and he needed to reference the first line of HIV causes AIDS, eventually AIDS, and he could not find it. He's spoken to several researchers, tons of scientists, as to where do I cite, who do I source this as to, pointing at who definitively said HIV is what causes AIDS eventually. And there's one man, Gallo, right? The scientist Gallo, who discovered that shit. He discovered HIV, but not even really. He isolated something called HIV, which the French government freaked out and like sued him. And there was like litigation over it. And they had to co-share the profits for treatments and tests for HIV, because he actually isolated something that had already been discovered by French scientists of some sort. So the problem is there is no way for one to tell if you have HIV, is which fucking crazy. The false positive rates on the HIV test are insanely high. People have been tested for HIV and been told that they have HIV and they fucking probably don't. And then they were administered and treated as such, which ruined their fucking lives. And the problem that, that we'll talk about as we go through this is that some of the treatments are, one of the primary treatments is an antiretrovirus treatment, which is known, called AZT. Mm-hmm. And the symptoms, the side effects, if you will, for AZT are identical for the symptoms of AIDS. So the, a lot of the arguments are that AZT is actually what kills you, because it's an actual chemotherapy treatment that was originated with the intent to treating cancer, but it was so toxic that they said, no, you can't use that for cancer. But the urgency in finding a treatment for what would be AIDS, allegedly, they just grasped at straws and said, let's use this fucking thing.
This is the most toxic thing we terminator. Can put in your body.
They didn't even say that. They just said, let's use this because it's a DNA terminator. And it made me have like an epiphany. Moment of clarity where I was like, dude, when they're using chemotherapy, it's they're just hoping that the cancer dies before you do.
Yeah, right. It's a race.
You know what I mean? They're like, it's
that's why they have the race
cells.
For cancer.
Yeah, it's going to kill cells, and they hope that it kills all of the cells that are killing you before your healthy cells, and then they stop the treatment. So in chemotherapy, their intent is not for you to live on this and it to be a life extension program. They know that chemotherapy is going to fucking kill you. They always say it's the drug that'll kill you, not the disease.
Yeah,
and they say 3 months of chemotherapy, and that's your treatment cycle. And if that didn't work, you're going to die. On AIDS, they go, okay, let's see if we can do some type of life extension program. And they use the most toxic known chemotherapy that was actually fucking created in the 1960s to treat you. And then you die because you never stop taking AZT.
Yeah.
It is the treatment for life extension. They just give you a dose. Like your life expectancy is actually based off of the dosage and how long you can actually live out being on AZT. That's literally.
I can't buy that at all, because the AZT, like the lag between when people were dying in the early 1980s and when these drugs were being given to people, there's too many years in the middle where people were dying of HIV/AIDS before these drugs were being administered to anybody. I mean, if you're looking at the Freddie Mercury days, the Eazy-E days, like these drugs, they didn't get these drugs.
But those people did drugs, so they had compromised immune systems, you know what I mean? So maybe they do have HIV, but a lot of the things you're gonna see is like, you know, the origin of the original discovery of AIDS is like five gay men from some nightclub that had some lung disorder, and they were taking poppers, which obviously fucked up their lungs and compromised their immune system. AIDS is never anything that kills you. It's that you're more susceptible
to other things.
To other things.
It tends to be tuberculosis. Like tuberculosis.
It's an immune
cancer.
Well, it's funny because it says, you know, if you have HIV, you have influenza-like illness. And I'm like, isn't that influenza? Like you have an influenza
like illness.
That was
a good
point
someone made. Like,
well, it's the
like,
first. It's the first round of symptoms.
Yeah, it's the first round, but then it's followed by nothing.
But you know? So ask yourself.
You
this.
Have influenza.
I watched a guy speak at a college online, obviously. But if someone got fucking pneumonia, right? If any of us three with a normal, healthy immune system got pneumonia, you would treat for pneumonia, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if someone who has HIV gets pneumonia, you treat them for fucking AIDS and you give them chemotherapy treatments. They give them super aggressive fucking like DNA termination.
Which
fucking therapy.
Which kind of defeats the purpose of, if your immune system is already down,
why are
you giving them more
does.
Downers? It's kind of weird. It is kind of weird. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So I'm curious to see. I can tell right off the bat that we're like on different sides of the fence on this. Like I clearly found.
Well,
like
there's two sides to every story too, though. Like because there's, you know, Dave has a side where it's obviously different what you're saying. And I don't necessarily agree with everything you're saying, but I'm understanding just by you saying that. I'm like, well, that is kind of weird.
But the scientists that attributed, the problem is that the time that this all occurred is the CDC was under like extreme budget cuts.
Yeah.
They were even possibly at risk of like not getting funding for things. They hadn't had any major outbreak or pandemic since something like polio. They hadn't done anything. Yeah. And there's literally documentation where you can find paperwork where they're like, we need a new fucking pandemic. We need a new plague. We need a new polio. You know what I mean? To get funding. We need this. And they come out with HIV and fucking run with it. And the thing is, Gallo, the scientist that's credited with finding and discovering and isolating HIV, they go out and announce it to the news before there's any published scientific paper in any type of documentation and or research. And the media fucking runs with It's literally the statement, I think, was HIV is the possible cause of AIDS. But then after the media fucking ran with it, they just were like, fuck it, let's
HIV
sell it.
HIV causes AIDS.
They make billions of dollars off the test alone to test people, and it's not even conclusive. Well,
and it's the difference, too. It's like you go to the doctor, you're sick, and they're like, all right, so you have influenza-like symptoms. Are you sexually active?
Yeah. And
like, yes. Okay, you got AIDS.
I watched a woman that was tested for HIV. She tested positive and was like, what the fuck, HIV? Then she went and got tested again, and it was inconclusive. Then she got tested again, it was false. Then she got tested again, tested positive. They took a blood sample with a predetermined, fuck? Like, this thing is HIV. This is HIV. They sent it to 525 independent labs with the same blood sample.
They came back different.
With fucking completely whack things because there's no... like determining factor, like they test for antibodies. And the thing with antibody tests is when you test for antibodies, generally, if you come up back with antibodies, it means, okay, you were exposed to this, your body created antibodies, and you should be able to fight this off. HIV and AIDS is the only time they use antibodies to say you have this and you're going to fucking die. Any other time, it's like, oh, you were exposed to it, your body created antibodies, you now have an immunity response to this.
Right.
So
that's why they give you the flu shot. They give it to you. You create antibodies.
So speaking of the flu shot, there I have a list, like screen caption on my phone, but the false positives that you can get on the test that they use is called like the PCR test. They is the flu shot is one of them. The vaccines that we take, tons of the vaccines that we take, can trigger a false response. Like even having fucking a normal sickness because it's based off of like
your antibody
test and like T cell counts. T cell counts fluctuate day to day, hour to hour. You can go sometimes in 1 week and have lower T cell and you'll be like, oh, you have AIDS. And then you go to a different doctor, like, you don't have fucking AIDS. What are they talking about?
Yeah. Right.
Your T cell count's great. So I'm curious to see what Dave found as far as like origins of AIDS, the history of AIDS. What's the real tale that they tell? If you look online, you know,
the official starting of it, and again, this is controversial, this is where the conspiracies come in as well, of where this started. But so it was first clinically observed in the United States in 1981. It was the first time the CDC identified it in the United States. The initial cases were a cluster of homosexual men who did injection drugs. They had no history of impaired immune systems.
They did poppers, though. They did something called amyl nitrate, which is like some kind of like stimulant that you inhale and breathe in.
Right.
And that does cause problems with your fucking lungs and with immune depression.
Those are those when you're knocked out and they snap the...
I don't know if it's quite that cool. It's more like Wonder
Woman. It's similar to that.
It turns you into a superhero. Yeah.
But
you can fuck all night.
So the
usually poppers only last for a few minutes.
This group showed symptoms of pneumocystis carinii pneumonia.
Oh. Right.
Which is a rare infection that... So the thing is, these people didn't have a history of an impaired immune system, but they had a pneumonia that is only typically found in people with a suppressed immune system.
Right.
And they thought this was odd. So they started to track it, and they started to notice at first in the 80s, an unexpected number of homosexual men were developing this, and they were developing a rare skin cancer called Kaposi's sarcoma, which was also like super rare, but all of a sudden like it was becoming very common. And they started to realize that it wasn't just that these people were catching this type of pneumonia and this type of cancer. It's that their immune systems were suppressed, and that's why these things were showing up. They were normally rare because immune systems just beat them, but you have to have a compromised immune system for these things to surface. So at one point, early on, the CDC called it the 4-H disease, and because they didn't really have a name for it.
That was weird. Yeah, it's like heroin, Haitians.
Heroin, homosexuals, hemophiliacs, and Haitians.
Hemophiliacs.
Sounds like
that's weird.
Sounds like a rap song.
So those were the four main categories of people who would show up with these symptoms. And that was what they had. So they started to look into the history of it. According to the formal sort of a quote-unquote official account of it, it originated, they believe, there's both HIV-1 and HIV-2. I don't know what the difference is. The second one has more USB ports, I think.
I actually read it, but I don't remember the details of it.
The second one's faster.
Yeah, quicker downloads.
Yeah, faster upload speeds. Yeah.
But so they first discovered it in humans in West Central Africa in the early 20th century, but it was fairly limited. They said that they suspect it was an evolution of SIV, which is simian immunodeficiency virus that infects wild chimpanzees, and which, you know, has been proven in multiple other diseases. A disease can hop species. This is where the bird flu.
They think people were eating bushmeat, basically. They were like killing chimpanzees and eating them, and then through some type of cross exposure,
bushmeat.
They were.
If like if you got exposed to the SIV and then all of a sudden had sexual partners, like in a quick replication, like in a short period of time, it could
transfer.
Have like I guess more generations were happening quickly or something, and the conditions are just right, it could jump species.
So you eat the bushmeat and you start humping right away.
Yeah, you fuck while you eat the bushmeat.
I'm usually eating the bushmeat before I'm fucking. Like, that's the precursor.
It's one of the
early you're eating meat in the bushes either way.
Right. So that's kind of the common thing is it was something that crossed species, slow dissemination. It wasn't spread very rare, very uncommon. Once it matured a little bit and became more of a sexually transmitted disease, and then it hit the bigger populations outside of Africa, it started to spread more. From everything that I read, it obviously spreads in homosexual males more quickly just because it's more easily transferred.
Tear the anal anus.
Sex, through, you know, that, et cetera.
Also, I guess the material inside, like the rectum, has the ability to absorb, where like vaginal does not actually.
That's why gay men can get pregnant. Like, I don't think they know that.
Proteins can cross barriers or something, which is funny. Like, just the introduction of semen into the rectum in a male can cause a false positive, like on the HIV test or something, because of the immune response for antibodies, because a foreign body is entering through a bloodborne barrier or something.
That actually explains something, because when I was reading, I was like one of the articles that I read was talking about it was trying to refute common misperceptions about HIV.
Right.
And when I was reading them, some of them I was like, yeah, I've heard those. And some of them I was like, that's the most fucking how could someone ever possibly believe this? So some of them are that it can be spread through casual, like skin to skin contact. Not true.
Yeah.
It can be spread with sexual intercourse, or one misconception is that sexual intercourse with a virgin will cure you of AIDS.
That is an Islamic belief.
I like that one. Stupid I like that people. One. That's a good
think
one.
That's
only
the
if
truth.
You chop your hands off.
It will only infect gay men and drug users.
That makes
a lot of scientific sense. In 2014, there was a thing that said the British public.
It's because God hates them.
A lot, exactly. Yeah. A lot of them thought that you could get HIV from kissing, from sharing a glass. It's been proven that HIV can't be transmitted through
saliva.
Non-sexual bodily fluids.
Think about it though; like, vomit. It's not that crazy of a leap for people to make that.
Well, what's
that,
no.
thought? Because you get a cold from a fucking
drinking. Yeah, exactly.
It's not airborne though.
Aside from the
fluids,
like, HIV is not airborne though.
No,
it just seems crazy that it would be in your blood, it would be in your semen, but it's not going to be. Your tears or your sweat.
I've always heard that saliva killed HIV. Like that was like a thing. It couldn't survive in.
I tricked him to get me wet before I put it in.
Well, but I mean, it's not odd in any way. I don't think you can transmit influenza through semen. I don't think you can get chlamydia through a tear. Like
I think that's more because of the receptacle that's receiving the semen, maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
No, I think there's the diseases spread through different fluids, different vectors, different pathways. This one doesn't spread through saliva.
Ironically enough, somebody just
got you wet before
quoted,
you put it in.
Now quoted me on my bleach kills AIDS quote.
Oh nice.
Oh I did I saw that recently. So yeah, but two of the other misconceptions, one of them was that, and this I'm assuming this is a American notion, open discussion of HIV and homosexuality in schools will lead to increased rates of AIDS.
Oh yeah. That makes
sense. Get some horny kids like talk about sex no matter what the context. I can get it.
But then the other misconception was that any act of anal intercourse between two uninfected gay men can lead to HIV.
It's called adospontanea.
I like it.
But
it's,
no, based on what you just said, like if it can give you a false positive just because of anal sex, I guess that would explain that misconception.
And it's constantly, it's constantly gay men. It's not women taking in the ass.
It's just
because
there's a flaw.
It would be the same.
It's a flaw in the test based on what they're testing for. Right. There's so many other factors that can affect that. What they're actually looking at is a problem. It's not very unique to what HIV would cause.
They would need to do multiple
tests.
It's
like, oh yes, the C4, you know, T cell counts or whatever are going to be at this level, but lots of things affect that parameter is the problem. Well, and not just HIV.
That's what's crazy though, is you're saying that and you say, okay, well, the test, I'm going to take the test, right? And they come back and say, hey, you're HIV positive. Like, oh fuck. Well, there's a series of three tests that need to be done over these many months.
It physically says on the test, like the primary test that they use, that this is not to be used as a clinical diagnosis.
Damn.
Other follow-up
and they
tests
tell you,
used.
And they tell you like
in
you're
Africa,
HIV positive.
Dude, I think honestly, like the some of the theories are that in Africa, basically there's just not media output. We can make whatever fucking claim we want to this craziness in Africa and no one's going to refute it because who the fuck's going to tell us that it's not? Someone would have to go all the way across the fucking world and like go in there and figure out studies and test people, and it would cost money. We could just say all these people are dying in Africa, you know what I mean? And they're not. And you can sell a fucking
test.
And
it's a way, in the 80s, it's a way to stop homosexuals from having sex, you know,
it
trying
really
to
targets
stop
at the time,
gay people. Yeah,
there's some political, economical, like stuff behind it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Obviously, it's
not
like,
only the money for the test, but the
like
HIV
gay people,
for gay.
Black people, and they're like, look at them, man. Latinos, they're fucking. They're dirty
and look what
and
they
disease.
Did with
both,
look what they did with
groups.
Drugs. Right. Yeah, they did with the drugs. How right. do you how crack. Do you how do you get rid of blacks? Give them crack. Like, just keep them down. How do you get rid of the gays? AIDS. Right. Like, this is the way to do it. You know, and it makes
those
sense.
Those are the conspiracies. I mean,
yeah,
that's
and it kind of makes sense then. The problem is, in nothing that you look at, it talks about straight men getting it really, or women having, you know, anal sex.
Well,
you know,
the problem
getting
is,
it.
No, they so, still get
it's,
it.
It's all, just, well, I know that, but it's mostly like if you're gay and you're having sex, you're going to get it. You know?
So then the conspiracy will even cross the barrier of they finally say that heterosexual intercourse may not actually be as high risk to contract it, but it was simply put in place to as a scare tactic so that you could say nobody's fucking safe, everybody get tested, and now we can sell billions of dollars in this testing and start to treat people. Like there was actually like a super crazy 10-year study done on heterosexual couples where one of the person was infected and the other was not, over a 10-year fucking study.
Damn, and they were risky like that?
And yeah, they did a study. Was I have her in here somewhere. What's her name? Man, Nancy Padian, PhD, MPH, whatever that miles per hour. I don't know what the fuck. What's MPH?
She's a fast PhD.
She's a PhD for the AIDS Research Institute of UCSF. And they had HIV positive subjects and negative partners over a 10-year period.
That's a risky ass test.
Zero transmission in their 10-year study.
Wow.
There was another one where they did a 10-year study on the transference during heterosexual partners during intercourse. I don't know what protection was used or what measures were taken, but it came back that between male to female transference was 0.0009% risk factor per incident. So that was your 0.0009 each time you did it. That was your chance. And women was even fucking lower. So it literally came back on these are actually fucking like college 10-year fucking crazy studies. And it's coming across that like intercourse wasn't even transferring it, that it's really blood. So the factors behind that would be that you would infer that heterosexual intercourse is a risk factor so that you can affect a larger proportion of the population, so that you can sell the treatment drugs to those people. And so that you
can. And if you're out there having sex.
Testing.
Yeah, you're out there having
the
sex.
The test alone makes billions of dollars.
Sure, absolutely.
Just for the test.
Yeah.
I just have to. And like, I'm all about fucking not trusting big pharma companies. I'm having trouble believing that like all AIDS researchers in the world are in collusion with big pharma.
I don't think it's like, in collusion so much as they just accept what's taken, dude. Like doctors go, what does this person look like they have based off symptoms? This is the test that I order. Then they fucking go home and eat dinner. Like a lot of doctors, like primary
I'm not talking about
doctors.
I'm not talking about physicians. I'm talking about research.
Do you want a grant though? You know what I mean? Do you want the money? Like there are doctors like, what's this fucking guy's name? There's a guy that was like a world renowned oncologist and developed some of the tests that are like done for cancer determining stuff, but he's not afraid to change the fucking the paradigm when new information becomes available. Like we've talked about it with like Egyptologists.
Yeah.
If all of a sudden they're like, oh fuck, we found this tablet and it says that fucking aliens made the pyramids and they're 36,000 years
they're
old.
Gonna say that.
They're like, nope, smash that motherfucker. I've been teaching people for 20 years. So this doctor comes out and he speaks against it and he says, look, we need to reevaluate this. It really looks like this is the case. I think that AZT fucking killed millions of fucking people because you gave it to them long term.
But the problem is though if that's the case, how many lawsuits do the makers of AZT have?
That's what I'm saying. So there's huge financial repercussions, and like their profession, then their careers are at stance. Like this guy has tenure at his school. I think he teaches at Harvard or something. So they can't fire him for that. But he's not invited to any fucking weekly meetings, seminars, or to speak any place anymore. And he's lost all of his fundings for all of his fucking projects. And he's completely ostracized as far as that, you know, that community
for even saying that.
Yeah, because he said it. So it's just like fluoride. Like if a dentist speaks out and says fluoride, you're fucking Dunsky, dude. They kick you out. It's a club. Yeah,
fucking
you
know 9 out of 10 dentists.
Yeah, 9 out of 10 dentists.
That 10th one, you don't hear about them.
You don't want to be that 10th motherfucker.
It's the same fucking thing, my man. Money's involved, politics or science alike. That's what you do. I mean, I think it's not so much that they're going, I'm not going to get my check, I'll be evil and look the other way. I think it's like they're like, that's what everyone's saying. You know what I mean? I don't think that there's a group of wise old fucking men running the fucking
plotting.
Top
they're not plotting.
The top.
It.
To yeah. question it, it's that they're all fuck fucks. This guy's it's in charge of this scientific journal.
They're all fuck fucks.
They're all,
yeah,
fuck,
they're
fucks.
All fuck fucks.
This guy's in charge of
right.
that scientific journal.
You're
and
right.
they're only going to post, they're going to conform to the norm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And get their funding, and it's the next generation's fucking problem. They want to be famous while they're alive and make their fucking money and be the guy that has the leading.
Yeah, nobody wants to be that doctor that gets ostracized because if somebody else says it and they bond with him, then what happens to them? Same thing.
Think about it. It's been 30 fucking years. They spent billions of fucking dollars. There is no vaccine. There's no current cure. We're no better off than we were really at that point in
time. And it's the same thing with cancer. What improvements have been made on cancer?
The leading treatments are still things like AZT. You know when AZT came around? Fucking 1960. It's fucking just like cancer and oncology.
It's chemotherapy.
It's chemotherapy. They're using chemotherapy treatment on AIDS patients on research that was developed in 1960s. What did they do with the billions of fucking dollars in 30 years that they spent doing this shit?
They're researching.
Just fucking spinning the fucking wheels and putting money in the bank. And the guys that are doing it are teaching the fucking graduates the same fucking shit. They're handing down the fucking lies. It's like anything, man.
I can't.
It's smallpox blankets. It's fucking American history.
I mean, there are fucking chemists and biologists and fucking scientists all around the fucking world that are looking at the virus, that are researching its path, that are like,
there's a website with a petition with like 2,600.
I can't buy that all of them are just stuck
in
some shit.
I don't think
they're in on it. Like your job as a scientist is to keep confirming and reconfirming and reconfirming. You don't just rest on your laurels and go, oh, that guy said it was right. You have to reconfirm all of this shit all the time.
I can't believe that
someone in the world, more than one guy at Harvard would be saying this doesn't make any sense.
It's not one
sense.
Guy at Harvard, dude. There's a lot of outspoken people. There's 2,600 something signatures on a petition from PhD on like the AIDS research, rethink AIDS fucking thing, where there's like 2,600 people. The guy that created the test for AIDS is a Nobel Prize winner in biochemistry in 1993, and he's the main proponent to speak out that HIV is just bullshit. He won a Nobel fucking prize for biochemistry and created the current test that they use for AIDS, and he calls bullshit.
Okay, I'll have to look into that.
That's solid. You know,
that's
fucking solid. That's
when the creator of the tester.
It's pharmaceutical money and politicians and the average fucking person, if they're not crazy like us, looking shit up and drinking whiskey to fucking talk about
you
it and push
know.
It on the internet, you're not going to fucking know. Dude.
And that's the other thing.
That's
too,
not what comes out on Fox News.
Big Pharma, we know Big Pharma fights against.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're saying, hey, AIDS isn't real or HIV isn't real or these tests suck or whatever, they're going to be like, nope, fuck off. And they're going to put all their money.
I guess the difference,
that's where the money goes.
The difference that I'm seeing between this and cancer, though, is do you think that everyone who researches cancer is in the same boat?
No, because there's people that are fighting against it and people
that
are fighting
for it. I think it's like us. Think when we study for a fucking episode, right? Like someone sent me some shit about, oh, there's this guy that would probably go on the podcast about Disney. Guess what? I don't fucking care. I'm not going to look that up. I'm not going to interview that guy about Disney. I'm probably not going to go back to Disney until I'm so hard up for a topic that I have nothing else to talk about or something crazy new comes about that we're going to go back and look at Disney. When I'm done with Disney, I don't care. When a doctor's done with fucking college, he's treating the patients based off the best information that's available.
You're talking about a different kind of doctor that I'm talking about. I am not talking about a general practitioner. I'm talking about a research scientist. I'm talking about someone whose entire job
is studying
the virus.
They will do what gets funded, and guess what won't get funded? shit that says HIV doesn't lead to AIDS, because it would trickle down through the domino effect of all the other fucking
drugs. I can't buy that every scientist at every academic institution is willing to just fucking not dig into it because of funding. I can't buy that at all. They won't get funding at all.
Listen, you're not going to get funding. You won't get funded. Those projects just don't get funded.
What happens if everybody cleaned up their mess? Would there be a need for janitors? No. Everybody clean up after themselves. So if a researcher is researching and finds out if his entire job is about AIDS and dealing with AIDS, that AIDS isn't there.
There's no future in a project to say that HIV doesn't lead to AIDS. There's not a future in that project right now. You're not going to go out and graduate as a biochemist and go into the field of anti-fucking dissent, research dissent against AIDS. No one's funding that. There's not a crazy millionaire that's fucking
There is no money for that. I'm having this issue too.
There is money to fund that. The CDC is going to look at it. The World Health Organization is going to look at it. Foreign governments are going to look at it. The CDC is on the side.
They got funding. That was their fucking saving grace, was AIDS. That's what kept them fucking going. They didn't have shit since polio. They literally were having funding cuts and stuff.
There's memos
from the fucking main guy from CDC that says this is hot stuff. Literally hot stuff is what he wrote about HIV. Like, this is it. This is our fucking deal.
I'm having an issue though. Like with cancer, you can see it. It's there. You know what I mean? It's in their body. And there's tests to be like, there's cancer there. HIV is like a fucking ghost.
It's like, 160 rating of this C4.
No, HIV is a virus that you can look at with an electron microscope. There is an HIV virus.
Then why isn't there a test for that where they get your blood and say, oh, you have HIV?
I have no idea.
There's not.
That's the thing. You can't see it.
And to the world, obviously, we're three dudes drinking whiskey in a fucking basement. We're not scientists. We read a bunch of shit on the internet, watched YouTube videos and whatnot. But question shit, you know what I mean? Like,
no, I'm definitely interested in it. I mean, I will look into the number of scientists who are calling bullshit.
The main guy that created the test, though.
I can't back you and say every single researcher in AIDS is only going
to
fucking
follow
this.
I want you to get behind me, Dave. I'll do whatever I got to do to
like,
get
I can't
me.
Buy it. Like, there are people, I mean, research has gotten so cheap that you don't need big fucking major funding to be able to identify shit. There's going to be grad students in a fucking lab. I mean, every big discovery of ways to fucking treat diseases and whatever don't come from multi-million dollar labs. They come from a couple of fucking grad students with a good idea and a fucking 3D printer. Like, there's going to be people on the cheap that
are
going to
be
seeing
through
this shit.
Because all the old evil mustaches are aging, and there is a paradigm shift in society and in the world of shit like that happening, of like Elon Musk's that are just giving technology and free energy.
And I'm even willing, like, even using your term paradigm shift, I mean, in the coon who came up with the idea of a paradigm shift. Everybody resists science. Suddenly there's a shift and everybody suddenly believes in this new theory, et cetera. I just can't, like, it just seems that, and again, I only researched it for a little while, but I didn't see tons of evidence. Like, I'm just seeing a lot of consensus. And it just, I don't know. I can't, I just can't support
it.
I know there's billions of dollars behind that side, but it just seems like the voice saying maybe we need to rethink these treatments should be a louder voice if this whole thing is fucking bullshit.
Just think about this. Millions of people are dying of cancer, and every fucking dick is rock hard. They made fucking pills to make your dick hard. They have shit for your fucking hair, but they don't really have anything to cure fucking cancer. You know what I mean? They have treatments. They have these ongoing treatments. Like, they're all about fucking money and Hollywood.
There's more and more and more treatments every day, though, for cancers.
When we covered cancer, those drugs are pesticides and crazy shit from the 60s and 80s. There is no new cancer drug.
I'm not saying drugs. I'm saying there's fucking genetic treatments. It's like a friend of mine who actually died of a rare type of leukemia. When he got it, they said, you've got at most 6 months to live because no one survives this. And they said, but there's some radical treatments at UCLA if you can get in on those treatments. And he ended up getting in on those treatments, and he ended up living for something like 6 years with something that he should have died in 6 months because these people were looking at the disease, looking at other ways to treat it. It wasn't even chemo. It was weird fucking mouse stem cell insertions into his body and shit like that. So it's like, I look at things like that. I look at some of the, like, people are doing like CRISPR techniques to modify the HIV, to modify mouse genes and human genes so that the HIV cannot replicate in the system. That, I mean, there is an HIV. They know how it
works. But explain why there's no scientific papers proving that HIV becomes AIDS. That paper doesn't exist. That's what you get from the Nobel Prize winner. What's his name? I fucking have it. Kerry Mullins, actually, PhD, Nobel Prize winner, biochemist, created the test that's currently used.
So what about the lag between people dying in the early 80s and when this drug was being used? That doesn't explain.
We've had immunodeficiency disorders since forever.
No, but if you're claiming that this fucking drug are the symptoms of AIDS,
a ton of it can be attributed to that. His claim is not so much that drug is attributed. That's the other scientist guy, actually. I'll find it when I'm not in the middle of a rant. But there's a guy, there he is, Peter Duisberg at UC Berkeley, molecular biology. He's the one that speaks out against saying that AZT, if you look at it, like the symptoms that and the cancers that are associated with it, lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, some of the rare disorders with like the lung stuff that are called what are their undesired direct effects?
Well, but here's the thing
of the drug itself.
The Duisberg hypothesis, this guy also includes that drugs and promiscuity are the principal causes of the disease in the United States and that malnutrition is the cause of it in Africa.
Because in Africa, they don't even spend the money necessary to test and they just look at factors of health. They see if there's a 10% weight loss over a period of a year. Do you have diarrhea? Do you have this symptom? Do you have this symptom? And they literally write it off to say that's an HIV positive. Based off of symptoms and average,
because they have this an immune disorder.
Because no one's going to argue it, and they're not going to spend the money to treat it. You know what I mean? So in Africa, yes, the symptoms of malnutrition mirror the symptoms of immunodeficiency disorder, as do the results of malnutrition can cause immunodeficiency disorder.
You don't have an immune system.
Yeah, if you don't eat and you don't have proper nutrition, you're fucking eating mud pies to cure hunger pains, your fucking immune system's probably fucked. And if you get exposed to something like chlamydia or gonorrhea or tuberculosis, you're going to get it and you're not going to survive it because your body's not in any position to deal with it. You know what I mean? So that's what they're saying, that there's misdiagnosis and that the AIDS pandemic is not what it's said to be in numbers and statistics.
The African market is a good target
because they can numbers, say it. They can say it for scare tactic. The same way that right now we have our new Ebola thing that fucking gets crazy all over the fucking news. They're like, oh shit, it's in Texas. But guess where it's really at? Fucking Africa. Like they always do that. They put some shit in some far off fucking exotic place for fear that it's just far enough that, man, it could be a risk. We got to be ready for this. Like ISIS, they're over there in the fucking sand. Ebola, they're over there in the fucking in that hot place where lions will fucking eat you and shit, man. Like they always do that. They put it in some place that you're not going to be able to fucking go to prove them wrong, right? And there's not really any type of governmental structure where we have any real news media. If you try to go to fucking see ISIS, you might get blown up by a roadside bomb. And if you go to fucking Africa, you're going to get malaria if you don't wear a fucking net, and you're going to get bit by a mosquito. You know, if you have sex, you're going to get fucking AIDS and you're going to get Ebola. There's so many risk factors that only these
don't
crazy
go to Africa,
investigative
man.
Journalists
don't
go,
go to
there.
Africa.
I heard there's black people there. And that's
scary. What I heard. That's what I heard. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not on board.
No,
I'm not convinced.
I've overwhelmed you.
No, so I wasn't on board at the beginning.
You're not it's on board not with the conspiracies.
I'm not on board with the conspiracy.
I'm not saying that AIDS doesn't exist. I'm saying that it seems to me, based off the evidence, that it's highly inflated and exaggerated as far as what those numbers really are. They say like 1,000 people are dying a fucking day. And then like, where's the bodies? Where's the fucking proof? Like they have crazy numbers as far as people dying in Africa, people living with it here. The problem
is the numbers really aren't that crazy. There's according to the estimate, is that between its discovery and 2014, there have been 39 million deaths worldwide.
My problem is the testing, though. What
that's
you,
like 35
say,
years, 39 million deaths. Problem. That's not much worse than
there's
influenza.
No scientific evidence to say that HIV actually leads to AIDS, right?
Yeah.
And then the problem with that is there's no definitive test to even say if you really fucking have HIV. That test,
how do they know who died from
one
HIV?
One side to the other, they said like it could be 59% inaccurate. They could be 90% inaccurate. Even the statistics about the accuracy of the test are fucking off. It says on the test not
but
to trust
the test.
But here's the
thing. I promise you, in 1970, the fucking impoverished nation in Africa was just as fucking malnourished as it was in 1990 and in 2000. And no one was dying of compromised immune systems in 1970. They were dying of fucking starvation.
Yeah.
Why are they dying of compromised immune systems all of a sudden?
Because we're calling
if
what
AIDS
we want.
Doesn't exist.
You can call it what you want. You can now say that this is that. just for the propaganda of it. You know what I mean? I know I'm the crazy conspiracy guy.
Too tinfoily for me.
I've crossed your
I don't think it sounds too crazy. Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. Sense. I agree that I the pharmaceutical companies are going to completely blow things out of proportion so they can keep getting their fucking beak wet. I have no doubt about that
whatsoever. You know that we had tests for fucking polio, and we did oral tests, like actual oral tests here, and it was spreading polio. That was in like the fucking 50s and 60s. We made a polio vaccine, injected our people, gave them the oral fucking polio. People were getting polio and it didn't work. So we're like, fuck, don't do that here. It's spreading polio again. Guess what? We currently sell that to Africa. We fucking distribute that in Africa and India. Currently, today, some shit. Like, we do horrible fucking things. We gave people
syphilis.
Why
are these people dying of polio? Because we're giving it to them.
Because we're giving it
to them. We do bad shit.
Well, the other,
we just won't know for 20 years. 20 years, they're going to be like, oh, fuck, that was right.
So let's.
Yeah. That's why everybody hates America. Yeah. We just don't know.
Yeah, we just don't know it.
Well, the other thing is, too, Dave, I had a question for you. Why are you trusting these statistics and everything about this when everything else, you never trust statistics?
I usually trust statistics.
I don't know. You're lying.
You never fucking trust statistics.
I never do. I'm not saying that I do.
I usually trust statistics.
You never
when
do. Because statistics are always crap.
It's hard.
Right? I think that like, when I get statistics from the, I don't know, here's my distinction.
When you get them from the government, you fucking pawn.
When I get statistics and facts from the government, I do not trust it. When I get statistics and facts that tend to come from academia and scientific backgrounds, I'm much more likely to trust
it. And there is no scientific paper showing discernibly that HIV becomes AIDS. No one's done that. They'd be fucking famous if they did that. Every scientist wants to be the guy that discovered whatever, and there is no fucking paper, and some guy gets credit. There's Gallo. There's the guy, but he didn't actually
look into that.
He published a paper later in like Nature fucking something after the fact, after they announced the whole media fucking thing that HIV causes AIDS. They announced it before there was any actual scientific publication
documentation. Here's my other question. Here's the other reason that I'm having a trouble.
I got it all swallowing. I got it at the toilet store.
Although here's part of the problem. I spent 20% of my research just looking into the basics of HIV.
Right.
And I spent 80% of my research looking into conspiracy theories about HIV. And I'm not sure how I never ran into this.
The difference is I watch documentaries and you just read. You don't watch videos. So watch college professors giving speeches, PhD guys, fuck scientists.
What are you saying? Smarter than you?
No, I just have better audiovisual retention if I watch it versus read. I'm not a good reader. We know this. I don't make it past.
No, that's page true. 60. We look at different
You can
types
speed
of
fucking read. Yeah. Talk about the fan letter that you read like three pages and you knew she was from Mississippi in 18.
Right.
I watch videos and people that have given speeches and there's documentaries based on some of the stuff. And like the guy that's the Nobel Prize winner has given several interviews. So a lot of my stuff is based off of the one guy from Berkeley and the other guy that was Nobel Prize winner, you know, and that's a guy that like played a big part in oncology. And a lot of the research and testing that they currently do was the guy from Berkeley. And the other guy created the test for fucking AIDS. You know what I mean? The only thing they have to gain is ruining their fucking career for speaking out, you know, and
Let me shift gears and talk about the conspiracy that I do believe in that deals with AIDS. So a lot of the conspiracies that you start to run into, assuming that HIV and AIDS exist and operate as they're said to, there are a couple of conspiracies, sort of origin conspiracies, that say, no, it didn't come from a simian population. It didn't like that. That's bullshit. One of the ones that's out there quite a bit is the hepatitis B theory. And the idea is that the virus was intentionally introduced to the human population through hepatitis B vaccines, and it was specifically given to gay and bisexual men between 1978 and 1981, and they think that this was the beginnings of the AIDS epidemic.
That's also now, hepatitis B is actually included in the first vaccines for children now, and it will create a false positive on the current method of testing.
Okay. Yeah. They get like three hep B shots.
Yeah. Do they?
Yeah.
So the big one, and this is one that I hadn't heard about until I started to do the research, but the basic theory I had heard of course, and it's whether it's Hep B or something else, there's a lot of evidence that doesn't suggest this is true, but suggests that African Americans are much more likely to believe that HIV and AIDS are a government conspiracy than whites are.
Right.
It's like radically higher numbers that believe this. And there's
I wonder, dude, what other fucking places think about us. I don't trust us.
No, I know.
No fucking shit they don't trust us.
So, but the disease primarily targets Latinos, African Americans, homosexuals. Like, those are the three big risk groups. And one of the big conspiracies is this was a biological weapon created by the Pentagon, created by the CIA, released intentionally to suppress certain populations' growth. Like, that's one of the big theories.
Which aerosoled syphilis and all kinds of shit.
All kinds of shit.
So
I can't hold them against it. I can't hold that either. But so, I mean, I've heard that. I've heard that since the very beginning. I even remember in the fucking 80s and like 89, my senior year of high school, they were talking about the fact that it came from green monkeys.
Right.
And that it was like manufactured and synthesized and given to the American population. And I was like, really, fucking green monkeys? That's the stupidest
thing. For some reason, green monkeys is a good tester. Like, they use it for actually testing. Like,
no, they do. Yeah. There's a specific
thing.
That's
probably where that's rooted from. Yeah.
But the interesting thing about this is that the conspiracy, and this is the conspiracy that I've started to actually endorse, is that the idea that it's man-made and that it was leaked by the American government was actually a Soviet Cold War weapon to help destabilize America and make it lose allies because no one trusted America.
A psychological weapon.
Psychological weapon.
Propaganda.
It was propaganda. It was misinformation tool. And there was a thing called Operation Infection, and it was a Soviet disinformation campaign. It was intended to make the U.S. lose allies. There's tons of U.S. Department of State documents. There's one called Soviet Influence Activities, a report on active measures and propaganda from 1986 to 87. It talks about this. There's a ton of different State Department things. In 1992, a guy named Evgeny Primakov, who at the time was the director of the Foreign Intelligence Services in the Soviet Union, in 1992, once the Soviet Union fell apart and he left the nation, he admitted that the KGB was behind the story that the U.S. government created AIDS and spread it. Like, he says, no, we came up with this shit.
So in their scenario, AIDS exists, but they utilize the fact of its existence and try to create this story to say that we made it, though.
Yes.
So it does really exist, we made it as a bioweapon.
And they talk, but it wasn't made as a bioweapon. It just happens to really exist. The Soviet Union just wants the world to think America created it as a bioweapon to make America look shady.
They wouldn't do that.
And there's, I mean, it like gets down to like original articles written in newspapers by people who were Soviet agents. Like, I mean, it's pretty fucking deep. There's a lot of links there's a whole thing called the Seagal Report in 1985. And it was in, I think it was published.
Siegel report.
Steven report. Steven Seagal report.
Steven Seagal report.
Steven Seagal.
Two doctors named Seagal and then a doctor with a named Demlo at the Humboldt University in Berlin published this story saying the same thing. They even specifically say that it was, I forget where, I want to say it was in Maryland that it was released. Again, they track these papers, and the whole thing was this guy who was in charge of the Soviet Foreign Intelligence Service tells you, like, what we did was we got these stories and we started to have them published in other countries. So when we saw that this came out in France, it came out in Germany, it was picked up in a story in America, then we could come back and tell people in the USSR, look, like all these other reporters from all around the world are saying this, it must be true. And then they would have Soviet people look into it as well, who would confirm the stuff. So like the whole thing was this bizarre Soviet plot to undermine America. So the idea that this was a bioweapon that was released by America was never true.
Right.
It was a Soviet tactic to make Americans mistrust their own government, to make other people mistrust America, to make subversive minority groups mistrust the main American government. Like the whole thing is said to be a Soviet propaganda smear. I think that's really interesting.
Yeah. Like even now there's all these constant Putin threats to release satellite images of 9/11, you know, to do the same type of thing.
Right.
For the dissension of trust in government.
Exactly.
sure. To exactly. Say, look what they fucking did to you.
Yeah. And the this time they're like, they're real.
Yeah.
And
right.
Like, oh, fuck. We got to shut this shit down.
They might really have it.
The final aftermath were that in 1992, shortly after the Soviet guy came out and said that, 15% of Americans in 92 said that it was either definitely or probably true that the AIDS virus was created deliberately in a government laboratory. And in a 2005 study, 50% of African Americans thought AIDS was man-made.
I know
50%, like 15% in general, but 50% of African Americans. So it's definitely an African American conspiracy. And again, if you start to see links about this, if something surfaces on your Facebook, if you see
articles, it tends to be out of
African American sources.
Yeah, the black people were targeted with this disease, regardless.
Right. I know
that's not a conspiracy. Like that was what
it
happened.
Hit them hard. Yeah, yeah.
I know when I was going to BC, Bakersfield College, my health teacher actually told me a story that he went to Africa on some kind of trip. I don't know what he was doing exactly, missionary or some kind of good deed thing. Mm-hmm. But he said he actually spoke with one of the government officials there. And the government official, and this is not that many years ago. I mean, it was been a while since I've been to BC, but say 10 years.
And it was a government official from where?
Somewhere in Africa, wherever he visited, like the local government that he spoke with, said to him, to his face, that he doesn't use condoms because AIDS is like some crazy fake thing that the U.S. government made up or some shit like that. It was exactly what you're saying. Like the and it was like the
right.
the government, you know, of wherever he right. was at.
Right.
And he got it from the horse's mouth.
And the story ended up getting coverage in over 80 countries and in more than 30 languages. So if it was a Soviet misinformation campaign, fucking slam dunk. Successful.
And the thing is, one doesn't, you know, disprove the other.
No, not at all.
For one, in one scenario, maybe it existed and the Russians made that up. The other scenario, maybe we fucking made it up.
Sure.
And even the Russians didn't know we made it up, that we created it. Right. And they tried to use it for disinformation. Or we fucking made it up and they knew it and told the truth and just tried to get the story out. You know what I mean? But and then maybe it's a scenario where God gives you fucking lemons, you make lemonade, and they're like, fuck.
But another thing that
we got AIDS, let's use it, let's make some money.
A slight loophole in the story was that there was one of the doctors, a guy named Yuri Rykov, he claimed that in the same time period.
Hold on. God gives you lemons, you make lemonades. I can't skip that. Like I was going to forget it. I didn't mean to say that, but I just thought about it. Jesus. Sorry, Yuri.
But this guy, Yuri Rykov, he was like the head professor of a genetics lab in the Soviet Union. And he also claimed that the United States was sending infected mosquitoes to spread diseases in Pakistan. And everybody was like, that's fucking ridiculous. But then it turned out in 2016, we discovered that there was a thing called Project Bellwether and the U.S. was sending mosquitoes to spread disease in Pakistan.
Yeah, I believe
so that. The guy who said, like one of the guys who made the quote unquote fake articles about AIDS being a U.S. government thing also said that about the U.S. government. And that one ended up being true.
We're such assholes. Think about the biological repercussions of like introducing new species into some fucking, that could cause all kinds of crazy fucking problems.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
We're just fucking up the weather patterns with our fucking chemtrails.
So I don't know.
They don't want interracial.
Yeah. We're going to have lots of. Before we know it, we're going to have tomato. That's all I know. I'm really excited about nicotine tomatoes though on my hamburger. Just fucking feel so chilled out after I have a burger.
So lots of conspiracies.
It's a Simpsons joke.
Something
happens where they crossbreed like tobacco and tomatoes and they have tomato. So they're like nicotine.
Oh, tomato. I thought you said namaco.
No, it's like that. It's tomatoes with nicotine. It probably exists, actually. I'm sure fucking someone made that shit already.
So you can all go and see anywhere the typical story about AIDS, but we thought we would throw the conspiracy theories about it at you.
For sure.
Whether you believe it or not, those are the things that are being said. So.
Yeah, you know who I think created it? Gays and black people.
Yeah. I just want someone to feel sorry for
it. It was one super smart, evil, gay black Haitian hemophiliac who wanted to spread his own misery to the entire world.
Hemophiliac. Yeah, he was the 4-H.
That was his name.
Yeah.
His name was his villain name. Four Horsemen.
Yeah. He's going to show off with Triple H at the next fucking WWE.
Who will be the world champion? Triple H?
Or 4-H.
Or 4-H.
So that the guy to look up though for the stuff that I was talking about, the crazy talk, is Peter Duesberg from UC Berkeley, and then Carrie Mullins, PhD. That's the Nobel Prize winner. And then there was a guy that I watched that was a pretty good talk. If you can get around his laugh. Right at the end, he gets fucking a maniacal laugh, and it almost ruins the whole video. So the video is like 45 minutes. If you stop around 40, you're going to be like, this guy knows what he's talking about. And then
once you keep going, he starts laugh, you're like, this guy's a fucking...
He'll start laughing and talking about vegetables at the very end. Then you're like, what the fuck? But literally, this guy did some... They showed a study where they treated people with supposed HIV infections and immunodeficiency disorders in Africa with like selenium and a couple vitamins they would find in common, like nutritionally rich diets, and fucking had like a 99% success rate on the selected cases, because they're like, because they're misdiagnosed, these people have malnutrition, they don't have fucking AIDS, they're fixed, they just needed some Flintstone vitamins. They gave them two Barneys and a Betty every day,
Dino every Sunday.
Every Sunday a Dino, and if they had carrots they'd go for it, but generally it was just supplementation. So so that's the guy, I didn't say his name, Dr. John Bergman, and just like a YouTube, he's like a college professor or something, but he had a pretty convincing talk. I was hoping he had his PowerPoint so I could download it and I'd have it to tell you some of the statistics.
We should start AIDS talk instead of TED talks.
Yeah,
just AIDS talk,
lemonades talk. There was an author, I can't remember what his name was, but he actually does some crazy gimmick thing that people say he's just trying to sell books, but he fucking allegedly, I don't know who proves it or how, infects himself, like pricks himself with an HIV needle or something at his talks to show that like AIDS is not fucking real. This is HIV, like, and fucking.
Well, it says here on this article that the signs and symptoms don't usually show up until about 10 years later.
Right.
So he's fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Plus,
sell those books while you can.
Yeah. Plus, like.
Well, some people get the flu right away. Then they say like a lot of the damage happens right away. And then after you have the.
Well, this is something I don't get. Is just in looking this up and the way that the virus works, it says that it kills off, your immune system kills off most of the virus, but then the virus comes back and then eats your immune system. And it's like, if it ate it the first time, if it stopped it the first time, why wouldn't it, as it's coming back, you're getting sick and eats it again.
It's some weird high tech future shit out of Dave's book. That shit injects like RNA code into your fucking, into the nucleus of a cell and reprograms it. And then like through a hybrid fashion, reinfects cells and or replicates in two methods.
So what you're saying is it's computer programmed.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
It sounds pretty crazy.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. If it exists at all.
It even looks crazy. Like when you look at like typical diseases, they all, or viruses, they all tend to have.
It kind of has a douchey haircut, if I'm being honest.
It looks like AIDS looks like your crotch, Dave.
Yeah.
You have AIDS.
Like if it had hair, it would be a faux hawk. Like,
and I do have to say, I have a problem with this because spending time with my, my nephews and my niece, they decided, so I was actually there when they made the decision several years ago.
To like give people, people
would say, oh, that's bullshit. Or they would like refer to something with a negative thing. And they were like, I think like the worst thing is AIDS.
Right.
And they were like, how come people don't just say, oh, that's AIDS?
That's just AIDS.
And now they do.
You know what your face looks like? Like AIDS.
Like if they're like playing a video game and they get killed, they're like, that's fucking AIDS.
Yeah.
That's like, it's like stuck in my brain.
Every time anyone says they don't feel good, I just tell them it's AIDS, you're going to die. Yeah. Like that's always my joke. I'm going to have to change it now though. I'm going to
I wouldn't.
What, do you take an AZT?
Ooh.
What?
Yeah, that's
like, it's a retroviral medication.
I'm fucking sneaking into your house and giving you AZT tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it? That's what we got? Damn it. Hold on. Find this shit.
What?
I don't know if I could say their name. They might get skipped. Yeah. It's in here somewhere.
Miranda Lankershim.
We have a patron, but like their name's fucked up and they only used initials and shit.
J.K. Rowling.
Did anybody find that one guy that fucking dropped off the patron that we said he's dead? What happened to him?
Who was it? What was the name?
Was it?
I'm going to need more information, sir.
You posted it. You said it.
I posted it?
Yeah.
I said he disappeared.
Yeah, he said we needed to find him.
Not Josh Haney.
Oh, no, you didn't post it. Yeah. Sam Culper posted it.
It was Josh Haney.
Oh, Josh Haney. Yeah, what happened to him? Did anybody find him?
He responded. He said, I still listen. He's just been like busy and quiet or something.
Whatever.
Bitch. He was still following the group enough to respond. Yanuri Suckadietrich, I did forget you last episode. Fuck.
Ooh,
but she hasn't responded. She kind of dropped off the earth. She's not on social media lately. She went quiet again.
Uh-oh.
She went dark.
It happens.
Dark night.
She's kind of dark.
Yeah. I mean, you know, she's probably worn out from sucking dicks. So She's just taking a nap right now.
She's hibernating.
Yeah, she's taking a nap.
Yeah.
All right.
She's like 6 months out of the year. She just fucking nonstop.
Yeah, she's in cybernation. That's where you go. You hibernate from computer and technology. You're in cybernation. Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, man, that's good. Just write a book about that.
Brent Van Tassel, 2017. Quote me, bitches. Cybernation. All right. So anyways, thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. I think I forgot to say it in the last episode, but this one will matter because it's closer. Our meetup is on Saturday, August 19th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. At the House of Blues in Anaheim on a Disney Way.
And do you know where the House of Blues in Anaheim is?
I don't. I'm going to trust my phone. If it tells me to turn left into a lake, I will be soggy when I get there because I have no concept of direction. And I just
That was the point I was trying to make in general, because people are going to be like, where is it? I don't know. It's the fucking House of Blues in Anaheim.
Yeah,
if that's not enough, the address there's only fucking one. Sherlock. Yeah.
Then it did move, though. It's the new House of Blues. Are we still recording? Mm-hmm. I should have made a clicky noise.
I don't care anymore.
So, yeah, we're having a meetup at the House of Blues. We would love for all of you to be there. I think it says 40 people are interested and 29 people are going. So I would like those people interested to also go. If you wear a shirt, there's a chance to win a GoPro. We're going to give away some other stuff. I don't know what other prizes Yucateco has, but I imagine that they're spicy, whatever they are. So,
yes.
Thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. You can get them on Amazon. You get them at the grocery store. If you said it's not at Target, you're a fucking liar. Unless they somehow happen to be out of stock, but you could ask the guy to look in the back a little harder, or just fucking go right down the way to Walmart because they're always built in pairs for some reason. They're tricky like that. It's a Burger King McDonald's situation. Thank you to Print Dirt Cheap. If you have a podcast and you need stickers made, you can do that there. You can get banners for your meetup if you're having a meetup. That's how we do it. And thank you to Digital Creations. We have our coffee mugs available. The UFO coffee mugs are up on the website, as are those UFO stickers from Printer Cheap.
Yep.
And thank you to Daily Own Graphics. They make all of our t-shirts that are available on our website at sofakingpodcast.com/shop. And also thank you to Dan Camarillo Jiu-Jitsu. You can go to armhunter.com. I think his Boondock Saints geese just showed up. I don't know if they're a pre-order or whatnot. I know I've been talking about it for a while, but he actually had them on the last post that I saw. So I don't know if there's any left, but they're actually pretty cool, especially if you like the Boondock Saints. So check out armhunter.com for that. And on that note, please, if you love us, throw a dollar at us. Literally, you know, I'd rather than people didn't give us $20. If everybody gave us a dollar, we'd be doing fucking cool.
Yeah, that's
true. We could do real research, and me and Dave would be on the same page and not argue because we'd have the same research.
That'll never happen.
Yeah. But yeah, go to our Patreon. It's at what's the website again, bro?
Chickswithdicks.com.
That's it. And just a dollar, you know, if everyone gave us a dollar, that would really fucking help.
I think it's honestly. Like, it's probably $6.99 to sign up for the like 3-day trial.
Chicks with Dicks, yeah. It's the real thing. They're like, it is $6.99. How the fuck did you know?
Yeah. I'm just guessing. I don't know.
But yeah, you get stuff, you get episodes early. You get special t-shirts. You can join the club. At every level, there's different stuff. We give out cool whiskey glasses and things. Ooh, that you can't buy.
I wonder if that's taken.
Yeah, if you love us, go to our Patreon and support us. We really, really appreciate that. It helps out because, you know, podcast is free. And we do have lots of whiskey, but yeah, we have to pay bills and shit too.
I'm getting tired of doing it. I was just thinking today, I'm kind of getting tired of it.
See what's happening right now?
Yeah.
I don't want Tyrone and Brad to take off.
If you listen to this like in a month, if this episode's like a month old, Brent was lying about the UFO stuff in the store. It's not there anymore.
That's true. Yeah, that is a limited item.
I wonder if the BeastieBoys.com is taken. It probably is, huh? Because that'd be a good bestiality website.
You better fucking look that up right fucking now. Yeah. That's gone, I'm sure.
You've got till Friday.
So yeah, but UFO stickers are limited. We only have 200. If you buy a UFO mug, I'm throwing one in there. If you buy anything that costs over $20 with shipping on the website altogether at all, I'll throw it in there while supplies last. And obviously, I throw some other shit in there too. So check out our website. Buy our stuff and give us money if you love us, and that's all I got.
All right. On that note, don't be a retard.
I have nothing but respect for these competitors. Make no mistake, I am cocky in prediction. I am confident in preparation, but I am always humble in victory or defeat.
I say I'm everything and more, and you can't tell me any different. You knew rap is cool, but you far from competition. The best white rapper to emerge since 9/11. Semi-suicidal beats, I get them all into heaven. I got some pull with the man, I'll even pull for your man. Although we don't like my music, his girl's a hell of a fan.
Today's Mike Jordan, but I'm fading from humble. I slam my chest like Harambe to gain respect from the jungle. Said I'm the clutch man, I'm clutch man. Feeling like the jump man. Flinching at legends, laughing out loud when they jump man. There's something about the things that I never got. So focused on myself, I just laugh when they taking shots. I just laugh at they little plots. You don't upset the dude, I'm glad you hate. Let pops raise you, then admit it when you graduate. Hey, you my son, I son you rappers, let me show you some. You never heard or seen a legend, let me show you one.
I'm enjoying the fruits of my hard work. Nobody works harder than me inside the octagon, outside the octagon. I am a workhorse, so I'm gonna enjoy the benefits of this life.
Nothing but classics on the way, I can't stop it. Game changing flows for the logo, hit deposit. Grammys coming soon, watch the price hit the moon. Should I ask for autographs and laid off that auto tune? You can't tell me shit about the past. Fuck who I become, you never thought this shit would last. All the fans and messages can really switch the view. It's crazy what a couple follows really actually do. Hey, we the men they try to be just by acting us. We the clique that people follow to get back in touch. We the ones that people mention when they acting tough. We the guys who please your girl until she had enough. They laugh and joke like I'm playing, sometimes I wish I was. They used to say I sounded local till I caught my buzz. Either the world got quiet or I just don't listen. What's an opinion when a legendary artist spitting?
He said, but it's beautiful. For me, I love this. I love proving people wrong. I'm proving my support right. That's what it's about at the end of the day, you know. This is all fun and games to me. I love it, love it, love it.
I studied for this test and I turned out to be the answer. They calling me the cure, but yet I'm sicker than the cancer. A walking legend hawking people like I'm fucking Jason. I killed your favorite rapper, now I happen to replace him. Hey, you rappers just rappers, I'm genius, watch me plot. Every verse I spill my chest that make your beats wanna just stop.